Recent studies show that while fewer teenagers are drinking alcohol, more still needs to be done to change the habits of Australian school students. More than 2,800 South Australian students recently took part in a drinking behaviour study aiming to show a snapshot of how prevalent alcohol consumption is amongst students. Joining us now is the lead author, behavioural scientist and manager of population health research at SAMRE, Jackie Bowden. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning, Jenny.
So how prevalent is alcohol consumption amongst students?
Well, the good news is that alcohol consumption is actually declining among young people, but we still have around a quarter of 12 to 17-year-olds drinking in the past months and around 15% in the past 7 days. But as I said, drinking rates are declining and the age of initiation of alcohol consumption is actually increasing, which is really positive news, but there is still a lot more that can be done.
Do you know what we can attribute that to, the decline of drinking in younger people and also the increased age at which someone starts drinking?
I think there's actually going to be some research looking at that very thing. We're seeing a bit of a change across both the US and also the UK. So it's something that's happening across the board and there's quite a bit of research being done into that at the moment.
And what is the age that young people do start trying alcohol?
It sort of varies, but anywhere from 12 to 17, but the average age of initiation, as stated by the national survey, the most recent one, is saying around 16 years of age is the average age of initiation.
Mm. And many of us feel as though drinking in the family is a good way to initiate. What are your thoughts on this? Did your research look into this at all?
It certainly did. We looked at the evidence across the world in relation to this because there's a lot of confusion among parents about whether they should be providing their teenagers with alcohol. Many think that it's best to do that within the safe environment of the home. And parents in Australia are actually the common source of alcohol for teenagers. But evidence is actually really clear now that parents shouldn't be providing their teenagers with alcohol, because unfortunately parental supply is associated with heavier teen drinking. We also found in our study that setting clear expectations that alcohol consumption isn't condoned is really important. We found that teenagers who thought that their parents would disapprove of them drinking alcohol were much less likely to actually drink. And this was really positive because it was the case across the whole age spectrum. So regardless of whether they were, say, 12 or 13 years or 16 or 17 years, they were still listening to their parents, which is really positive news and something that parents need to be really aware of. So getting to know what events are coming up with your children and being clear about expectations and being clear with friends, parents as well. It's really important to know that among 12 to 15-year-olds, drinking really isn't the norm anymore. And so even though it might look that way in the news and out-of-control parties all over the place in the news, it's really not the case and drinking rates are declining. And the third point that we are pointing out is as well that parents really need to be good role models. So parents are the most important role models when it comes to alcohol consumption. So if it may not look like they're listening, teenagers are certainly paying a lot of attention. So if parents can be limiting drinking in front of kids where possible, not making alcohol and drinking a key focal point at events, and having alcohol-free events where possible is really an important one as well.
Yeah, I mean, alcohol is possibly one of the worst drugs for your body. The fact that it's legal, many of us partake. Is there a particular reason why we're so worried about younger people? Does it affect their development?
Yeah, it's a really important point, and many parents aren't aware of the fact that teenage drinking is a concern because their brains are still developing the critical pathways for memory, learning, judgment and impulse control. So damage from misuse at this time can lead to cognitive issues in the short and longer term, including memory problems and learning difficulties. And also drinking patterns are often set in adolescence, so it's important to try and delay that initiation for as long as we can to reduce the impacts on the brain from overconsumption at an early age. And also to be, because the drinking patterns are set down early in age, we want to try and think about and moderate drinking for as long as we can.
Jackie Bowden, Manager of Population Health Research at SAMRI, is with us. We're discussing the latest research on alcohol consumption by teenagers and how parents have a critical role in preventing teen drinking. Before starting your research, did you anticipate the results to be different than what you found?
Yeah, to be honest, I wondered myself because I've got two young girls. They're very young at this stage, but I did wonder, you know, what is the best evidence and what should I be thinking about when they grow up? To be honest, I was sort of hoping to see that, you know, a bit of parental supply of alcohol in the home would be a good thing, but unfortunately that's not the case. And now that I know that, and a lot of parents sort of getting to know that, they're actually really pleased to actually just have some guidelines because there is, as I said, a lot of confusion out there. And so the most important thing is that we're aware about what we need to be doing so that we can actually do that and not be afraid to be strict around alcohol consumption, and but to also be open with our kids that it's not condoned, but also do that in a loving, caring way. That evidence is very clear that parents that have those open, loving relationships with their kids, kids are more likely to come to them with their concerns, and that's really important as well.
Right, so be firm and really set the agenda, but also be willing to open your arms to your children if they need to be honest and tell you what's going on.
That's exactly right.
And where to next for your research, Jackie?
We're going to be doing an online survey of parents to ask them a little bit more because we don't actually know in Australia too much around what parents are thinking. And so we're going to do an online survey looking at their attitudes to drinking in front of kids. There's been a bit of work done internationally and it sort of differs by the different countries. But as I said, we haven't done that in Australia, so we're going to be doing that next. And I've also got a big national data set at the moment that I'm analysing, looking at parental consumption and whether that differs by parental status or not. And the positive news is we're sort of seeing that parents are less likely to drink than people that aren't parents. So that's a positive thing as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Jenny.